Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a mom. She says, my name is Candy. I have a wonderful husband, and together we have 7 children. I have 4 from a previous marriage. He has 2 from a previous relationship. And together we have a daughter. His children live with their mom and only come to see us every other weekend. However, they're not allowed to stay with us. They stay with his parents who live right next door to us. We just recently got married, so we feel that the kids should stay with us. Notice she says, we feel that the kids should stay with us. But his ex and mom are controlling and won't let them stay with us. My husband will not stand his ground. His mom says we're not capable of taking care of all 7 kids at the same time. This is putting a strain on our marriage because his mom disrespects me, and he does nothing about it. I feel that his kids should be with us on the weekends, and they're not supposed to be with their grandparents. Please tell me what to do and give me some advice because I don't know what to do. Thanks from Candy. Candy, I will have my words for you coming up next. And they might not be as sweet as Candy. Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Candy. She says that she has a wonderful husband. Notice the word wonderful. And that together they have 7 kids. 2 of his children are from a previous relationship. She goes on to say, we feel they should stay with us every other weekend. But his ex and mom are controlling and won't let them stay with us. And my husband will not stand his ground. Candy, here's the thing. You say, we feel that they should stay with us. And I'm guessing we means you and your husband, but then you go on to say he does nothing about it so that they stay in your house instead of his mother's house. If he really wanted his children sleeping under your roof with him in that house, they would be. He is the one choosing to allow them to stay at their grandma's house instead. So you're accusing the children's mother and your mother-in-law of being controlling. But truly, you're the one, Candy, who's trying to control the situation. Your husband is content with them staying next door at grandma's house, or he would stand his ground. The children sound like they are content staying home with grandma and grandpa. That's probably what they're used to. Their mother is comfortable with them staying at her ex-mother-in-law's, and the mother-in-law is comfortable with it. So out of all those people, there's one person who's not comfortable with it, and that's you. So here is my advice, my Mother Delilah advice for you, Candy. Stop being controlling and let it be. If he and his ex-partner are comfortable with his visitations allowing his children to sleep at their grandma's house, then you need to not try to control that because it's not your place to control that. Your place is to worry about the visitations with your 4 children when they go to their father's house, not what his 2 children do. That is not your place to control or fix. So instead of wasting your time and energy and letting that put a strain on your marriage, why don't you use your time and energy to love them while they're there, to bless them while they're there, to hug them and kiss them when they go next door to grandma's house, and stop fussing about it? Life is too short to be fussing about these things, sweetheart. Way too short.